Turn your Bibles with me, if you would, to 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. And God being my helper this morning, I want to preach a message on this thought as we think about moving through this week and moving through this school year, this academic year, concluding this year, 2023. And I've entitled this morning's message, Students That Stand Out. Students That Stand Out. We understand and realize that America is in turmoil. Our world is in turmoil. And what we need, are what we all need, churches, colleges, all around our country, is students that know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that have been saved, that have the confidence in their salvation, and they are willing to stand on the Word of God and be all that God would want them to be. In these last days. And I pray that that will be our prayer as we leave this chapel this morning. Look with me, if you would, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. It's a very important passage of Scripture, and one that many of you, most of you, probably committed to memory. But let's read together. The Bible says in verse 9, 1 Chronicles 4, 9, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." The Bible says, before we pray, that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. He stood out in his family. He stood out, and may the students at Appalachian Bible College, may the faculty at Appalachian Bible College, may those of us in this great state and in the United States of America, may we stand out for the Lord like Jabez did, and may God just teach us some things from His Word today that will be helpful and to help us to stand out in the day in which we live. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I pray that Thy will might be accomplished. Lord, I pray that You'll bless the reading and preaching of Your Word. Lord, that it will have Your touch and power. I pray, dear God, that I will be Your spokesman. Lord, I pray that You'll help me to say only those things that will be in accordance to Thy will. Hold my tongue from saying anything, Lord God, that's not in Thy perfect will. And we'll thank Thee and praise Thee for it. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said. As we look into this passage of Scripture, we notice that Jabez stands out among his brethren. And notice what God's Word says as we begin the message this afternoon. The Bible says this, that he was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrow. I bear. Before we get to his prayer, before we get to what he asked the Lord, let's remember that his life begins with sorrow. And every time someone would see Jabez, they would think immediately, here's one that's sorrowful. And his mother bore him in sorrow. And God's Word is teaching us this, is that every person that lives on God's earth will go through sorrow. You've either endured sorrow in your life, you're either enduring sorrow now, presently in your life, or one day you're going to endure a sorrow. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Dr. Anderson, if we could live the Christian life and never have sorrow, never have any problems? And most of the time people think, you know, I'm going to get saved, I'm going to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow. But that's not the way it works. I'm preaching a series of messages on the life of Joseph in our church there in Lewisburg Baptist Church. And the sorrow that Joseph had to endure, being sold by his brothers. The sorrow of being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. The sorrow of being forgotten by the butler. The sorrow that Joseph endured in life. But remember this. Remember this, when God allows us to go through sorrow, remember He is with us, He is always with us, and God is using that in our life to test us, to try us, so that we can be more like Him. And remember this, it always pays to serve the Lord. And when Joseph, I preached last night, when Joseph stood before his brothers, when he revealed himself, and he said, "I am Joseph." What he was really saying to his brothers is this: you thought you got rid of me. You thought you got rid of this dreamer. But I'm standing here and I am Joseph, and the God of heaven is still alive, and God had a plan for my life even though there was great sorrow in my life. So it was in the life of Jabez. And so Jabez prays this prayer. Notice what the Bible says, God's word says, saying, because I bear him with sorrow, verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Aren't you thankful that we serve a living God? Our God is not dead. Buddha, Muhammad is dead. You can go to their grave. But the God of heaven is alive forevermore. The Jehovah God, as we think about the events that are unfolding in Israel right now and the time of war that they're in, and we understand that God is in control, and we're commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the book of Psalms, and we think about what's going on in our world. Jabez says, I'm praying to the God of Israel. I'm praying to the one true and living God. And when he calls out to the true and living God, and when we call out to the true and living God, we know that he's always listening, we know that he cares, and we know that the Lord hears and answers prayer as he did in the life of Jabez. Now let's walk through it if we may, and may we make this, the prayer of Jabez, our prayer today. May we make it the prayer of our life. First of all, notice what Jabez says, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Number one, Jabez prayed for blessing. Oh, to have the blessing of God, not the blessing of the world, not the blessing of some individual, but the blessing of God upon our life. Notice what Jabez doesn't say. He doesn't say, now, Lord, I want you to bless me with a long life. Lord, I want you to bless me with a wonderful family. Lord, I want you to bless me with this, that, or the other. And many times we think about blessings and we quantify those blessings with things that God is doing in our life. But the truth of the matter is, Jabez said, Lord, I want your blessing in my life, whatever it might be, Lord. I want to be blessed by you. And I think about the blessing that only God can bring to our life. Every one of us that are here today, we have been blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have been blessed far greater than we've ever deserved in life. The blessing of God. And Jabez said, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Indeed. When I think about the blessings of God, I think, number one, in order to have the blessing of God, we have to obey His commandments. Obeying the Lord. Abraham obeyed the Lord, even though he did not know exactly where God had called him. And he left the Ur of the Chaldees. He left his homeland, and he looking for that city not built with hands, and he obeyed the Lord. There's something wonderful about obeying the Lord. All of you that are seated here, the student body here this afternoon, you're here and seated, and you've obeyed God. This is what God has led you to do, to come to this Bible college and to sit at the faculty's feet and sit at the feet, ultimately at the feet of Jesus, and to learn and to go from this place one day and to be a faithful servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there's something wonderful about what follows the blessings of God. And I haven't been everything I could have been and should have been since the day I got saved. I thank God I was raised in a Christian family. My mom went to heaven several years ago, and we're thankful for her godly testimony that she left. My father's here today. I'm married to a wonderful Christian lady. I have three wonderful daughters. God has been good to me, and to see the blessing of God in my life, to see the blessing of God in your life, and just to think God is good. And may we always remember that we must obey the Lord, obeying the Lord, obey His commandments. Do what God has given us to do. Obey. And we obey Him. When we obey Him, we receive the full blessing of God. Commit, number two. Not only do we obey His commandments, but number two, we commit our life to Him. A life that's committed to Him. Oh, there's no greater life than a life that's fully committed to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the last thing I ever wanted to do in my life is be a preacher. The last thing. And when God spoke to my heart during a Wednesday night service, I was seated up here near the front row, and the preacher preached, and God spoke to my heart and said, I want you to be a preacher. I thought, I can't do that. I looked around, I looked to my left, and I saw one far more qualified than me. I looked to the other side of me, and his father was a preacher, and his grandfather was a preacher, and he was far more qualified. And I said, Lord, you're missing it. No, certainly not me. And so I struggled with that thing, thankfully, a month later, I finally committed my life and made a public profession that God had called me to preach. And I want you to know there's nothing greater than committing your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Committing to Him. And Jabez said, Lord, I desire Your blessing, Lord. I want to obey Your commandments. Lord God, I want to be committed to You. And so we think about the blessings of God. We think about obeying Him, committing our life to Him. And then the third thing we must do is evaluate our interests in life. Evaluate our interests. Evaluate your life right now. What is it that is important to me? And that we should remember and realize that the Word of God should be of utmost importance in our life. It is where this is the foundation where we build our life. And we read God's Word daily. And we meditate on God's Word. We memorize God's Word. And the Word of God leads, guides, and directs us. And just be content. If I could say anything to a Bible college student, I sit where you sit. From 1994 to 1998, I know it's not easy. I know you want to quit sometimes. I know that classes get difficult. I know that there's family problems at home and things that you're worried about. But I would just say to you this morning, just be committed to the Lord. Just say, Lord, this is where You want me to be, and I'm going to do everything within my power, Lord God, with Your help to finish. And be someone that completes the work that God has set before you. If you think, as you said here today, you think that one day when you get out of college, it's going to be easy. It's not going to get easier. It's going to be harder when you're serving the Lord someday. So take advantage of everything that you can take advantage of. The chapel services, godly men that pass by this pulpit. Learn from Dr. Anderson and from other godly faculty members. And just evaluate your interests and say, Lord God, help me to receive Your full blessing for my life. I'm committed to You, Lord. I'm going to be obedient to You. And Lord, I'm going to value what You value in life. The blessing of God. Lord, that Thou wouldest bless me. Indeed. And then he says, number two, Jabez prayed for enlargement. Notice what the Bible says. Bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. When you came to Appalachian Bible College from wherever you came from, when you came here, the Lord was enlarging your coast. He was helping you to meet people. A wonderful thing about going to Bible college is the people that you meet. And the people that you've met here at Appalachian Bible College will be your friends for life. There'll be resources that you can use down through the years. And what a great blessing that is. And the Lord has enlarged your coast. And then you'll move through school and prayerfully do well in school. And then one day you'll receive your diploma. And the Lord again will call you somewhere else. And the Lord will enlarge your coast. And Jabez said, Lord, I'm not content with the life in which I live. But Lord, I want You to bless me. And Lord, I want You to enlarge my life. And I like to say it this way, if I could, this morning. Lord, I want to live by faith. Lord, I want to do more for You. Lord, what is it that You would have me to do? And I pray that there's a burning desire in every student that's here this morning that says, I want to serve God. I want to live for God. And I want to do everything that God has given me to do. Maybe it's to be a pastor. Maybe it's to be a pastor's wife. Maybe to be a Christian school teacher, a missionary. And in your heart, there's an excitement to say, Lord God, I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's going to be difficult, but I know that Your grace is sufficient. Lord, I know that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And Lord, I'm going to do what You've given me to do, and I'm going to live my life by faith. Lord God, as Jabez said, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. And the Lord, when our coast is enlarged, the Lord gives us the grace to walk through open doors. And He helps us as the Lord pushes back the borders of our life and gives us greater opportunity in life, greater opportunities for living the Christian life. And when our coast is enlarged, we learn to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. We submit ourselves to Him, a godly submission to the things of the Lord. Lord, lead me. Lord, guide me. And then we not only submit to God's word, but also, number two, we seek the mind of God. Lord God, you've led me here. I don't understand, Lord. I don't have to understand, but Lord, I need you to give me the faith to walk through the day. And by the way, the Christian life, living for the Lord, is one day at a time, just living for God. So many times we worry about what's going to happen a week from now or 2 weeks from now. And in most cases, those things never materialize like we thought they would. And the Lord encourages us when He opens doors for us. And God's Word tells us that when doors are open, there are many adversaries. And there'll be things that Satan throws our way. But when we walk by faith, live by faith, it's the greatest life in all the world. A spiritually minded person that's submitted to the Lord, that's seeking the Lord, and that's surrendered to Him. Lord God, work through me. Would this morning that all of us would say, Lord God, I want you to work in my life. Lord God, I want to be a vessel in your hand. Lord, help me. Purge me. Cleanse me. Lord, help me. Help me. Walk and live by faith. Jabez prays for an enlargement in life, a life that can be greater lived by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So number one, he prays for blessing. Number two, he prays for enlargement. Then number three, look what the Bible says. And enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me. And that thy hand might be with me. I will say this and make this statement. There is certain failure in all of our life, all of our lives, if the hand of God is not upon us. Remember when Nehemiah was building that wall, he built it 52 days. He said, the good hand of God has been on me. Nehemiah never built a wall. Wasn't experienced in any of those things. And the good hand of God was upon him. And we've experienced in Lewisburg the good hand of God. And God has been so good to us and to the people there. And God's hand has been with us. And we thank God. And we realize and we understand if there's anything good that comes at the Lewisburg Baptist Church or our academy, then we know it comes straight from the hand of God. Not because of or due to Jonathan Comer, but because of the good hand of God. If anything great happens at Appalachian Bible College, it's because of the good hand of God. And may we always remember that the work of God moves forward when the hand of God is upon us. Oh, may we this morning say, Lord God, I desire your hand to be upon me. The good hand of God. Lord, I don't want to be a failure. Lord, I don't want to be put on the shelf. Lord, I want to be used by you. Lord God, I pray that your hand would be upon me. See, the Lord, when he places his hand upon us, he uses our ability and our opportunity to increase and to grow his kingdom upon this earth. On earth as it is in heaven. And so every person here, think of it just for a moment. Dr. Anderson, think about the potential that's in this room here today. Oh, what an opportunity, what an encouragement it is to be here today. Think about the opportunity that's in this room. What could be done? Think of the souls that could be saved, the lives that could be changed, the young people that could be educated in a godly fashion, places all over the world, missionaries that could, places that could be reached, villages, cities, all around the world, if the Lord tarries his coming. Think about what could happen if God's hand was upon all of us here today. What could be done? Oh, and as I said a moment ago, America needs a college like this. America needs young people that are serious about serving God. The world needs a remnant of God's people that will stand up in these last days and say, Lord God, I want you to know that I need your companionship. And Lord, I am nothing unless your hand is upon me. And may you use my ability. And then the ability that you have, and then all of us are going to be given a God-given opportunity. What will you do with it? What will you do with the God-given opportunity What will you do with it? The Lord's given you ability. The Lord's given you the opportunity to study here in this Bible college. Now, what will you do with the next step? Will you do your very best here? We know this, that is the will of God. It's God's will for all of you to do your very best while you're here. Do all to the glory of God right now. And when you leave this place, and God gives you another opportunity, say, Lord God, I need your hand, and may you be glorified with my life. All of us need the strength that only comes from God, the strength that works in us, strength that daily is our companion. And we see here that Jabez prayed for companionship. He prayed for enlargement. He prayed for blessing. And then number four we find, Jabez prayed for purity. He said this, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Purity. Oh, how we need this today. Purity. Purity of mind. Purity of life. And the world and the flesh and the devil is on the attack. And may God help us. May God help us to stay pure in this day. He said, keep me from evil. And remember this phrase that he uses, that it may not grieve me. See, Satan, he allows sin to be so alluring. And he uses the world, the flesh, and the devil, and all of his attacks. The Bible says the devil's as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And hear me, if the devil has his way, there won't be one student that's here this semester that'll be here next semester, if the devil has his way. That's what he does. He devours. And here's what God's Word teaches us. Here's what he said. Lord, keep me from evil. Lord, help me to be set apart for your work. Lord, keep me pure in this day, that it may not grieve me. And there are people my age that sat in the same college that I sat in, and they're no longer useful for the Lord anymore. And now they're on the sidelines, some of them on the shelf. No longer preachers anymore. No longer Christian servants anymore. Because of evil. And they are grieved. And Jabez says, Lord, that I be not grieved. I don't want any of us 20 years from now to say, what might have been? What could have been? Lord, if only if. And he said, that it may not grieve me. And this part I love. He asked this prayer. He asked the prayer for purity, the prayer for blessing, the prayer for enlargement, the prayer for companionship. And I love this part. And God granted him that which he requested. What a Savior. It begins with the God of Israel, and it concludes with the God of heaven saying, yes, I'm saying yes to you, Jabez. What you've asked for, I will bless you. My hand will be upon you. I will keep you from evil, that it will not grieve you, and I'm granting you this request. We have not because we ask not. And may God help us to ask. May God help us to receive from the Lord exactly what He has for us. And may we, as God's people here this morning, may we make the prayer of Jabez our prayer, and may we understand and realize that it cannot be done in and through the power of the flesh, but it must be done through the power of the Spirit, and we need the good hand of God. And think of this with me, if you would, the great mediator between God and man. He's there seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and He is ready to grant your request. He is ready to grant my request if we ask Him. And may God help us to ask and receive the blessings that only God can bring to our life.